for the very latest.
What up, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter,
world,
Facebook? Listen to the sound of my voice. I have a cool way for y'all to get free merch from us and support the channel at the same time. But this is all. This is what you got to do. All you got to do is, first of all, subscribe to the channel. Click. Don't cost you no money, right? Just click. Hit the bell.
Yep.
Free, right? That's step number one. Step number two, leave a comment. It don't matter what you leave. It could be the letter C. It could be the fire emoji. It could be the crown. Whatever emoji you want to leave on there, just leave an emoji. Step three is up to us. All we're going to do, we're going to put you in the drawing. That listen, you can put your name in on as many videos as you want. The more videos you leave a comment on or emoji, whatever you want to leave, the more times you get added in the drawing. Right, you're gonna draw your name, and we're gonna send you the merch. Simple as that. Real easy. All you gotta do, follow those steps, and we will send you some merch. All right.
Subscribe for the very latest.
Wanna kill me cause I'm black, but they can't kill me cause I'm black. I'm every color on the palette, my footprints, the first to ever step on the map. And I know where I began, so I overstand where I'm at. I'm your highness, the highest title, numero uno. You can't degrade me, can't deflate me. You still segundo, you will not push me out of my circle. This ain't sumo, my culture is universal. From the third rock to Pluto, influential, was instrumental in the development of anything relevant that advanced our intelligence. Created from the elements, birthed from the earth. It's a cycle, time lapse, I return to the dirt.
Whatever.
I had a real quick question. So do you feel like a lot of people have, like, especially the men, the older ones, I'm just guessing, but do you feel like it's that they don't want to learn something new? Like, do you feel like at the end of the day, like, I'm just not trying to learn something new, or this is too risky for me to invest in? I'd rather just keep doing what I've been doing. Do they feel like it's not going to work?
Yeah.
And Dewberry, before you answer that, I want to couple that with another question.
Okay.
You think that life insurance has a negative? Does it have a negative vibe to it?
Yeah.
And if so, why? So I mean, I just wanted to add that to that. What you just
said. So to Walt's question, ageism. I think older people don't want to listen to younger people in general. So I could get somebody in their 50s to say the same thing. And they be like, oh man, you know, so and so said, like, oh, okay, you good with it? Yeah, I'm good with it now, man. He said, and it's just like, you know, being parent deaf, you know, we got, you know, I know while you don't have kids, y'all, I think.
Not yet.
Us three have kids, and you can say one thing, and then you go to church and Bible study, and they say, oh, children, don't obey your parents. Dad, you not your baby, you know, that should have been in your spirit anyway, you know.
Right.
So it's just
it
goes back to building rapport and credibility. You have to, like I said, you have to be well read, you have to listen. In one of the books I read, it talks about, let's say you're both in a room and it's pitch black and there's a spotlight, and every time that whoever talks, the spotlight goes on them. So me as the educator, insurance, the life insurance guy, agent, every time I speak, the client is left in the dark. And what are they doing? Like, man, this is, I'm ready to go. This takes too long. I don't want to be here. But anytime the client talks, I'm in the dark and I'm there for them. I'm there to listen. So, so case in point, so it's an older guy client I'm working with. He's looking to roll over some money, about $250 from his 401k, him and his wife. And so and this is some background. They have no kids. It's just them, 65, 64. They're looking to retire and so forth. The wife's going to go part-time. He says he would love to travel because she traveled a lot. So we're talking. Now, this is me putting, like, my fear, not my fear, but what I would want in retirement, which is a lot of people are worried about running out of money when they retire. So, with this, and he has more, but let's say $250 is in your 401k, you're at retire. Okay, how much can I pull out per year for me not to run out of money? That's the first fear. The second fear is, if the market crashes, how much of my money I'm going to lose? You know, so a lot of times you change your money from moderate to risky to safe. So whatever you roll that money over to, if it's another mutual fund or IRA or whatever, for your retirement, you put it in something. You can say, hey, I want safe. I only want bond, you know, safe investment. So those are two things people are afraid of. So if I know that, I'm thinking about what they want to do. Like, hey, I want to set something up in an annuity where it pays out every year for the rest of your life. And you don't have to worry about the market. You know, you see your money, your $250 is going to be there, and you don't have to worry about going below that. But you're also going to be able to take a lifetime income. So if you're 80, 90, you don't even have to worry about running out of money. And then when he said, hey, I want to go on trips, I said, hey, you can pull a percent of that out. And it was like $11,000, $12,000. You can pull this out for the first few years. You can pull out every year, but I did for like 6 years. You can pull this out for 6 years and go on a bomb vacation anywhere. You talking about $8,000 to $10,000, you and your wife go on a nice vacation, fly out anywhere and so forth. And your lifetime income will start in 7 years and you're going to be making, I think the numbers were like 55 for the year and it kept going up. And when he hit 80, like around 80, he'd be making $100,000+ a year. And he gets that paid every month. Who wants to make a six figure in retirement? You know, I'm excited for him. And he cut me off. He's like, man, I ain't gonna lie. I want to see how much money I can get in the 20 years. And then it just run out. Because when I'm older, I'm just going to be sitting around. I have other money coming somewhere else, but I'll just be sitting around and I'm not going to be going anywhere. So you're talking about six figure income while I'm sitting there. I can't spend it. I don't have kids. So I want to be able to know how much I can withdraw in 20 years. So that changed the whole dynamic of the conversation. Like, okay, let me go back because I'm thinking about retirement and lifetime income and all this other stuff. And he's like, nah, I need to spend my money because I want to be able to go out and do whatever. So that's just building rapport. That's listening. And I didn't really, I caught that at the tail end. I should have caught that before. But again, I showed, here's another thing I say a lot. I'm so big on people's retirement and how much hard these people work 30, 40 years for this money. This is not a transaction I'm trying to do in 1 day or 2 days. Like, this is, hey, like, we're going on the third meeting. He may not even close at the third. This may be the closing meeting, but I'm still looking for like one more. I'm not trying to rush this. You know, I want to ask as many questions you need because I know at the end of the day, you're trusting this money with me and I need you to know what it's going to do for you. So that's another thing. I'm not trying to rush you. I even deter people, you know, if it doesn't fit, hey, I don't think it's a good fit. You know, just be upfront. So that's how you kind of get past that barrier with older folks. So that's the answer to your question, Walt. And then, Clint, you said,
does insurance have a negative?
Yeah. So my theory, mine. All right. So two things.